Monday, June the 21st, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist, sponsored by TD Ameritrade. Coming up, France disappoints Le Pen and Cuba's vaccine works. First, the world in brief. With low turnout in France's regional elections, Marine Le Pen's hard-right national rally faltered. It finished first in just one of 12 regions. Tactical voting in a second round will make it difficult for Miss Le Pen to win even there. President Emmanuel Macron's party also lost ground, in line with expectations, to the benefit of the traditional centre-right. Cuba announced that its Soberana 2 COVID-19 vaccine showed an efficacy rate of 62% after just 2 of 3 intended doses, even against variants. Quote, Sovereign 2, developed by BioCuba Pharma, a state-owned biotechnology company, is one of 5 domestic vaccines being tested in the country of 11 million. Cuba's medical research and vaccine production industries have been a boon during the pandemic, though infections are now spreading quickly. Armenia's Prime Minister claimed, quote, a convincing majority in the country's parliamentary elections, despite just 30% of ballots having been counted. Nikol Pashinyan's civil contract does appear to have done better than opinion polls had predicted. These are the first elections since Armenia was defeated by Azerbaijan in a conflict last year, in which Armenia was forced to cede some disputed territory. New Zealand became the first country to select a transgender athlete to compete in the Tokyo Olympic Games. Weightlifter Laurel Hubbard, who competed as a man before transitioning in 2012, will compete in the women's super heavyweight category. The International Olympic Committee has allowed trans women to compete in women's events since 2004. In 2015, it dropped genital surgery as a qualifying condition. Negotiators adjourn talks aimed at reviving Iran's nuclear deal, originally signed in 2015. Iran's top negotiator in Vienna claimed the country was, quote, closer than ever to an agreement, with the 6 other powers represented, but that, quote, distance remains between the two sides. The virtually uncontested election of Ibrahim Raisi as Iran's next president has buoyed hopes that a reconciliation might be near. America's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the Biden administration would impose further sanctions on Russia over the poisoning of Alexei Navalny, an imprisoned opposition leader. The announcement came only 4 days after Joe Biden and Vladimir Putin met for a brief summit in Geneva. America had previously slapped sanctions on Russia's security services in March for their treatment of Mr. Navalny. A SPAC launched by Pershing Square, an American hedge fund, is to buy a 10% stake in Vivendi's Universal Music Group, worth about $4 billion. The streaming wars have heated up the market for music. When Bill Ackman launched the Pershing Square Tontine Holdings, quote, special purpose acquisition company last July, it was the biggest SPAC in the world, then worth just $4 billion. And fact of the day, at least 20 African countries now have space programs. African governments budgeted an estimated $500 million for their space agencies in 2020.